The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said to them, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. And blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and be glad. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in like ways. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. And woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. And woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. And woe to you who speak well, when all people speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in just the same way." The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel comes from chapter 6 in Luke, and it's a shorter version of the Sermon on the Mount, which appears in chapter 5, 6, and 7 in the Gospel of Matthew. And interestingly, in Matthew's gospel, it's said to be the Sermon on the Mount, whereas in Luke's gospel, it's the Sermon on the Plain. It's rather interesting. Now, this we'll discuss at another time. It's worth looking at them for a second time in your reflection and in your prayer. But let me mention a few words about Paul's letter to Corinth. It's our first reading today, and we're going to be reading from St. Paul's first letter to Corinth now for about 4 or 5 days. So let me offer just a few comments about Paul. Paul, of course, was a Pharisee, a Roman citizen from Tarsus. He founded the church in Corinth. If you go to Corinth today, there's very little left to remind us about Paul. Paul writes probably from Ephesus. He writes this first epistle to the church of Corinth, which he founded. And he's writing very early. He probably went to Corinth around the year 50 or 51. We know that because there is a historic record there of who was proconsul at the time, and that places Paul in Corinth around the year 50. Therefore, he's writing to the church of Corinth comes before the Gospels, very early in the writing of the New Testament. St. Paul's letters, by the way, are probably the earliest writings of the New Testament. So he's writing here around the year 50 or 60 or somewhere in there. The first Gospel, which is Mark, comes at 70 or something like that. So Paul is very early in his writing. Now, when you read today's gospel, if you have a wife, keep your wife. If you don't have a wife, don't get a wife. And, you know, he seems to be exalting celibacy. But keep in mind that when Paul is writing this, they are expecting the end of the world to come very soon. And if we thought the world was going to come to an end in the next very short period of time, we probably change our minds about many things. We probably wouldn't have a lot of weddings. People think we're all going to, the world would come to an end in the next year. We would change everything. So you have to keep that in mind when you're reading St. Paul here. This has been quoted by many people as a defense or proposition for celibacy. Well, celibacy might make more sense, I suppose, if the end of the world was imminent. However, it has to be placed into context. Now, many people think that Paul had some kind of an adverse attitude toward women. That may well be true, but it probably takes on a different meaning if you begin to read it in terms of the end of the world coming very soon. So when you're listening to Paul, there's divine wisdom in Paul here. Keep in mind that it's written with an awareness that the end of the world is coming soon. And that will change the way you begin to understand Paul. The wisdom of Paul is extraordinary, but it has to be placed into context. So he says, be motivated by something greater than anything this world has. Live your life in terms of your eternal awareness. We'll change the way we see things. We get excited about the things in the world. They're all passing. Most of the things that cause us conflict will be here today and gone tomorrow. So that's the awareness of which Paul is writing. It might remind us, when we journey through this day, the things we get excited about, the things we make hard judgments about, things which divide us or disturb us, they're all passing. Most of these things are very temporal. They're here and then they're gone. When I look back over my life and the things when I was a young priest we got excited about, and things we are disturbed or in conflict about, things, they're all gone. It's gone. So when you're tempted today to really dig in or be tough or be hard or be judgmental about something, keep in mind that it's all passing. And only a few of these things are really enduring and highly consequential. Let us pause now for a moment of prayer.